Supreme game taking over. That's a promise, not a threat.
Uppercut season, no time. You stop breathing.
Yeah, what's good, yo? Welcome to another episode of Real Talk, where, as always, if shit's real, we talk about it. Yo, I'm your host for tonight, Pat Scorpio, the England representative. And as always, I got my man with me. I'm going to let him introduce himself.
Yo, what it do is LB, Lauderdale Boss, a.k.a. Visa Shuttleworth, the guy, go artist. World still a op, ringgameradio.com, in the building, Monday night boxing talk. Yay, what it do?
Yes, sir. You know, Ring Gang in the house forever and always. And as always, I got my other man with me. I'm going to let him introduce himself.
Hey, yo. What's good, y'all? Ring who this is. Your boy, King P. Bodega P. Bodega Boxing Building. Ring Gang Radio all day. Let's go. Got a lot of fights to talk about. Should be fun. Let's get it. Who's banned? I mean, you know, a certain you-know-who that got to the chopper isn't coming, so I don't got to worry about him. But this dude, for a week, you can't come, because now with this, I'm going to see all this clip, and I don't want to see this dude. This dude.
Now they got your mans on sex assault charges. Yeah, the nigga you be hanging with.
Yeah, stay away, please. It's going to be overblown meme for like a week now.
Yeah. See, I stay away from deviants. Like, remember, you know, deviants doesn't pay people. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, just try to live life, though, but, you know, live life clean, you dig? And last, but certainly not least, I got my other man with me. I'm letting him introduce himself.
Hey, what's fly is fly. It's Conscious Pilot, the West Coast Adventure, number one contender, preparing for liftoff, Ring Air Radio. Destination is not Cape Verde. You know what it is. Let's fly. Let's go.
Yes, sir. Conscious Pilot stays elevating above the clouds. And I repeat, you know, it's Pilot, not Diddy's Pilot, though, because we don't do any of that shit.
No Diddy. Let me say it one time. No Diddy.
Ain't no deviancy here, bruh. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's the diddler's fault. You know what I'm saying? That's why he's on the run right now, you dig? But, yeah, man, we got plenty of boxing. You know, it's coming up this weekend, man. You know, from Monday basically to Saturday. So, like I said, if there's not any boxing that tickles your fancy, then you're just SOL, you dig? But, of course, the biggest one of them all is pause, because I just realized how that sounded in my head when I said that shit, is the launch of One Premier Boxing Champions on Amazon Prime, the platform. This is the first event. Good Lord. Hey, bro, you all right?
Huh?
You all right? What you doing, bro?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, I keep going. It's muffled. It's nothing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, but yeah, you know, it's... PBC, obviously, PBC probably, you know, there was a lot of speculation once PBC went off the air on Showtime last year. You know, everyone was wondering, was speculating, what was PBC's next move? And then so it was like, hey, you know, after a week, you know, PBC on Prime is where it is. So, yeah, man, we got, you know, a big launch. And, you know, obviously, they're getting ready for that. PBC's already put a whole bunch of old PBC fights on Amazon. You know, I rewatched that Crawford Spence one again, because, you know, it was magnificent, as well as Spence versus Thurman, because, you know, Spence versus Porter, and then Porter versus Thurman. There we go, because ain't no damn Thurman versus Spence, goddammit.
Damn shame.
And some nigga was fucking puss.
Yeah.
Some niggas was scary.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, that's going to be one fight that's not going to complete the whole PBC welterweight cipher. Keith Thurman versus Errol Spence, as, you know, Thurman was originally supposed to be in the main event against Tim Tszyu, but as we mentioned out last week, you know, Thurman officially, I think, tore his bicep tendon, which is like, god damn it, man. Like, what the fuck was he doing to do that? I mean, like, and so it's looking like now Keith Thurman's body is retiring him before Keith actually
won. All right. We're not here to talk about the past. Like, let's move forward to the car. We're not here.
Yeah, because we don't know how long he's going to be out. Like, bro, like, y'all niggas keep saying retirement. Like, I mean, he got an injury. Like, ain't Eddie Chambers still fight after his injury with his bicep?
Yeah, but Eddie Chambers ain't really injury prone. Or, no, not reputation as one.
It just, that's the PBC fault for trying to center shit around a fragile ass dude like who. And I love Thurman as a boxer, like, but like he was the wrong guy to, you know, because they wasted all the damn promo on him.
I didn't even watch it
because it's like, what's the point?
And shout out to Luke. I see him, like, Luke, you know, mentioning Thurman's body is done. He might fight again, but he's not going to be the same guy. This is a 7-year injury, to be honest. And he had surgery right after Danny Garcia, which he did, yes, you know.
He ain't been the same since Danny, unfortunately. It's sad. It's unfortunate. But.
Yeah, you know. I mean, he was a brilliant nigga until that. You know, after that, it was just kind of like time's ticking on him. But, you know, hopefully.
He should have never been fighting a dude at zoo level anyway. Like, that was always just a bad fight. Even though, you know, I would have picked him. But still.
Of course. I mean, you nigga, you're not the only one. I think everyone was picking Thurman to zoo, like, you know, it's, even though he was a betting underdog, but it is
Thurman. But I wouldn't bet on him.
Yes, Lukey. Yeah, it all started with the car accident prior to the Porter fight. Yes, you know, we know that because it messed up the Connecticut card. Yeah, that's a memory that's a sore memory for me. Yes, you know, I mean, Keith Webb got stopped in 5 rounds. Oh damn, Lukey does not even. He's not even fucking around. He's not even saying, listen. That's not even gonna happen.
Yeah, honestly, I can see that. I can see, like, if Zoo was to beat Thurman, it would have been like either 5 or 7 rounds. But I feel like Thurman movement, like if he would have been, you know, on, then yeah, he could stretch it out. But yeah, like I can see that happening.
Yeah, and then Android, of course, big fight weekend coming up. Of course, I know Android knows this. I know this is definitely a big fight weekend for him, but so, I mean, it's going to be good.
It's a lot of boxing on, but I don't feel like it's a big fight weekend. Like, it feels like we got a lot of boxing on, which is great, though. I ain't complaining, but the only fight I'm really looking forward to this week is the super bad fight, really. And then maybe Rolly Cruz just for fuckery's sake, but yikes. I'm not really looking.
That's not one fight. I'm definitely not looking forward to that goddamn fight. But
it's not a barn burner. For instance, it's more of a like
it's intriguing. It's hella intriguing.
It's intriguing. Yes, it's like Wilder Fury the first time. You're like, Wilder can't really box. I know Fury's struggling. Let's see what happens. Like
the thing that's the one that has the potential to be really fun or just really. There's really no in between.
I think Rolly dropping bullet.
That's what makes it intriguing, though.
We'll talk about it later, but Rolly dropping bullet and going back to solace, that makes it intriguing for me because maybe we'll see an improved Rolly. Maybe.
But the pay per view does start with 2 free fights that start at 6 p.m. You know, they have 2, and you know, obviously, I mean, this is a good way to get people to, hey, you know what? If we like the presentation on Prime, then fuck it. You know, we'll buy the pay per view. I think the pay per view is 79 or something like that. I have to double check on that.
Damn.
Yeah. Now then they're not fucking around. But the first fight on there is an interesting fight. You got Sergey Bohachek, you know, who, you know, for some reason gets knocked out a couple fights ago and is in a position now to win another belt, faces Brian Mendoza. And truthfully, that's a good fucking fight. I mean, that's gonna be a slugfest all the way. And this is
hold on, didn't both these niggas get knocked out and they fighting for?
No, Mendoza didn't get knocked out, but he lost to Tim Zhu.
Mendoza went the decision with to Zhu.
It was gonna be Bohachek Fedora, which obviously both the niggas got knocked out, and we're gonna fight for Jermell's WBC belt. But things changed.
Yeah, things changed for that one, but. But that's good. That's gonna be a hell of a fight though, because you know both guys can punch both. And this will be a brawl. Hutchuk especially is no stranger to throwing his hand. So what are we thinking for a prediction? How long do we think this is going to last?
I got Mendoza.
Let you go first.
I got Mendoza.
You said Mendoza?
Yeah, Mendoza or Bohachek.
Yeah, I mean I haven't seen Bohachek in a little minute, and like. The Brandon Adams ass whooping is still fresh in my memory of dude. And Brian Mendoza kind of got the same tenacity as Brandon Adams. Mm-hmm. You know, he'll stay with you and he'll throw them hands. I guess I'm leaning toward Mendoza, but he did lose pretty fucking clean, you know, last time. But that's Zoo a beast. But I go with Mendoza on this. Belichick, like, listen, I don't know if he have it all right now, like win or lose, like. So yeah, Mendoza. I say Mendoza by decision.
Okay.
It's a 10-round fight, right?
No, it's gonna be a 12-rounder.
Oh, a 12-rounder. All right. Because he said it's for a belt or something. Yeah.
Interim belt.
All right, Mendoza and new decision. Yeah, they get by the Mendoza decision.
All right, there you go, Mendoza by decision. P, what about you?
It's the same. It's the same thing. I think Mendoza's gonna grind it out, pause, and should win pretty easily. Honestly, I don't think he's gonna have that much trouble. Because Belichick's not gonna out tough him. Mendoza's a tough guy, and
yes.
Belichick has looked very shaky anyway. I could see a late KO, but I think it's a 9-3 type of fight. So.
Right. So two decisions. Pilot, what about you?
Yeah, similar to the fellow light skins on here. I think I'm going to rock with Mendoza. He's a tough motherfucker. We've seen him more. I wouldn't be surprised if we're all wrong and Belichick rides to the occasion. He's been waiting for this for a while. You know, I mean, Brandon Adams knocked him out clean cold, but Brandon Adams ain't fought since, unfortunately.
But, you know, yeah, that's that bullshit.
Hold on, he chilling with the same dude who had beat up Ukateki, right?
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Yeah. And then
put them niggas in a room, just start a podcast or something. I hate to see that.
Charles Conwell finally got the call from Golden Boy after hanging out with them niggas for a couple of years, so it's like, you know, 154 shit. But, I'm picking Mendoza. He's a tough motherfucker. His career arc has been trending, even in the Tim Zoo loss. I mean, you got to give him respect for not getting stopped because he was getting blasted on. Well, so. I'm picking those maybe a late stoppage or a decision.
And I think I'm going to complete the cipher, except I'm not going for the decision, though. I think Mendoza knocks him out late. Like, but I do think it's going to be some back and forth shit. Like, they're going to throw some real hands at each other, but then I think Belichick's chin is going to let him down in the later rounds, and I think Mendoza's going to knock him out by, like, 10. You know, and like I said, Mendoza is really tough. You know, like I said, I mean, only Zoo's the one that's really kind of denting him like that. You know, but Zoo also has crazy power. Although Belichick can punch, like P said, like his punch resistance is just a little bit too shaky for my liking. You know, so, yeah, no, I'm going for Mendoza actually knocking him out. So that will be... And Mendoza's also the betting underdog too, currently at plus 164, where Belichick is minus 205. So, you know, if you're a degenerate gamblers out there, you know what I'm saying, if you want to put a little money on Mendoza, you know, you might want to look into that.
What round you got him getting stopped in?
10, I said.
10? Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, Mendoza's going to knock him out by 10. And like I said, you know, and honestly, if that's not a war, I'd be completely surprised, because that's the fight I think they really want. Okay, we need to draw these motherfuckers in for the rest of this goddamn card. So we're making sure that fight sets it off. And then
I can see that fight looking like Crowley Ramos.
I hope. I really hope, because
I'm just saying, with the whole, like, one guy is going to be kind of winning with the activity and another guy is going to be hanging tough, but still getting his, but you can tell he's losing. So it's going to have that dramatic last couple of rounds where, like, will we see a stoppage or will this guy hang on and, you know what I mean, Vasquez, Marquez, this shit, and kind of be tough. So it got decent.
Good fight. Yeah, because that Crowley Ramos fight, I mean, it was a damaging fight. I mean, Crowley had to go to eye surgery for winning that fight, and Ramos is just like, he hasn't been kind of heard of. So I mean, that was a hard fight, you know what I'm saying? So hey, if that opener can live up to it, I'm all for it. And then we got another free fight with someone who should be middleweight champion in the next 2 years or so. We have Elijah Garcia and Kyron Davis. Like I said, that's again great fight. Elijah Garcia, I mean, my only complaint about him is he takes so many fucking punches. Like, and he's young too, and I get it.
He does, but it's like he knows defense. He has like a defensive awareness, but it's almost like a prime Zoo in the sense where, like, he comes off like he's more concerned about his offense.
Right.
than his defense. Where that's why I never got the whole Golovkin comparisons, because it's like you can tell Golovkin, like, he cares about both.
Right.
Where Zoo was always like, fuck it, if I land this 1-2, you know, hey.
Right.
But yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, and my thing is, like, I know, I mean, and he's young, I get it, but, you know, it's not, he's faced a couple of good punches that could really, especially in his last fight. I mean, he was getting cracked really good before he kind of just outlasted.
The Resendez fight, right?
Was that?
The Resendez fight?
Yeah, the Resendez fight, yeah. That was a dope fight, too. It was damn near almost a fight of the year candidate, but yeah, it was just, you know, you hate to see that, though, but you also see that dude is incredibly talented. Like, dude can be in the mix right now as a middleweight champion. You know, and like I said, all this is just, you know, time. You know, time to develop his defense. And then we have Kyrone Davis, whose best result was getting a draw with Anthony Durrell. And again, in one of those fights, you're like, why is Anthony Durrell getting a draw with this guy?
Yeah, because it was a close competitive fight, but you do feel like Davis kind of should have took that.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't like no crazy robbery or nothing. It more so speak on Durrell than anything.
Yeah, it does. You know, and Durrell, unfortunately, has been getting a lot of these type of wins or losses or draws as of late in the last couple of years. And then, of course, they throw him in a couple fights later against Benavidez, who pretty much destroyed him.
He got stopped on his feet, though. If you remember, he got stopped on his feet.
He was going to go down regardless.
He was eventually going to go down, yeah.
It was only.
I mean, but there's levels to it. It's not like he was getting like destroyed. Like he was trying to hang with him.
He was tough kid.
He was trying to hang with him, but he just couldn't. You know, Benavidez was just too much. But like I said, this is a good. I want to say it's a crossroads fight, but you know, Kyrie, I mean, he's on like a 2-3 fight win streak since then. So
it's not a crossroads. It's more like it might be an experience step up fight, Garcia. But yeah, I don't, like, maybe a crossroad for Davis, because it's like, if he beats this kid, it's like, it puts him back in the picture.
Right.
Where if Garcia wins, it's like, you got a new kid on the block, where it's like, okay, I'm fighting dudes that done been at it with Durrell, Benavidez, da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. So it's a good fight, you know, good fight.
Yeah, no, it is. Like I said, again, like, because, you know, we all are in support that Elijah Garcia should get as much exposure as he possibly can. Like I said, that's a future middleweight champion, right?
We need an American middleweight to do something. I mean, he's Mexican American, but we need fucking some middleweight out. You know,
he speaks English, but we'll take it.
Like, I mean, middleweight needs a whole spark, because middleweight division is pretty much a dead division right now.
It does. Like, nobody's trying to clean it up. It's just, I mean, y'all niggas was hating on Golovkin all these years, and now that he's gone, look at this fucking division we got now, nigga.
Yeah, we have one unified champion and two inactive champions that have been active for 2+ years. What kind of shit is that?
And the unified champion, he got it from some random Germans who we'll never hear of again. That was nasty shit.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, so just a bunch of random bouts at 160, where it's like, eh.
You know, so, but then, like I said, this is... So what are we thinking in terms of P? So what do you think for a prediction for Kyrone Davis and Elijah Garcia?
I think this is going to be a good learning experience for Elijah. Like, I think Elijah's going to win. But I think that Kyrone is going to be crafty enough to, like, give him some different looks and kind of, at the very least, just survive. So Kyrone's a survivor, so... Guys like that, I don't think Elijah's going to get him out of there. I think he's going to have some trouble in spots, but I think he'll win a decision. I think it'll be a clear decision for Elijah. So, like 116, 112 type of fight.
I think it's a, let me see, is it a 10 round? Because it's not, let's see. It's a 10 rounder. Yeah.
It's like 7-3, 6-4 type of fight.
There you go. All right. Pilot, what about you?
10 rounders? Shit. I'm being more wishful here. I think it'll be more along the lines of what P said. It'd be a tough, you know, gut check for the kid, for Elijah. But I'm going to just be optimistic and say he's going to get him out in 4 rounds and continue his trajectory of fighting for a world title soon, because it's more hope than anything. So I think he's going to knock Kyrone Davis out in 4 rounds. No disrespect. Shout out to Breadman and Kyrone Davis, you know, but
Yeah. I mean, that's why Brett does train him, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He does.
All right, well, there you go. LB, what about you?
Yeah, I'm kind of agreeing with Pop. I mean, call this nigga Pop. But Pilot, I'm looking at Garcia getting a stoppage, but maybe not that early. Because, you know, King P is right. Like, Davis is crafty. He's a survivor, but he's also a fighter. I don't think he's going to, what's his name? He ain't going to Miguel Vasquez it. he's gonna try to win, but he'll have his moments. But I think Garcia gets him out in 8 rounds.
Okay,
in a good little fight too. Like Davis ain't gonna just go in there. Like I think the plan for Davis may be the damn. And you're right, Brandon. Brett does train him. It might be something similar to that guy he had fight Brandon Lee that time.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Brandon Lee was kind of overpowering him until, like, maybe the last 3-4 rounds with a dude. I forgot his name. But it was a fight not too long. It was about maybe a year or two ago. But the dude started connecting and hanging with Brandon Lee toward the end. So it might be, I can see a situation like that, too, where you're kind of letting Elijah Garcia get his shots off, his power off, let it kind of, you know, get him at 70% instead of 100 and then trying to go to work, but
mm-hmm.
a little harder in 10 rounds. You got to have, like, the power to really kind of beat dudes up at the end.
Right.
And the Hopkins-Jermaine Taylor approach ain't for everybody.
Facts.
And it ain't for Hopkins, to be honest. Like, I don't know who told this nigga, like, yeah, you got KO power at the end of fights, bro. Like, but yeah, shout out to Android with a dude. I read a tweet saying Triple G could come back now and win a belt at 160. It's true.
He's looking a little big though. I can lie. Triple G, he's gonna need a couple months to cut down back and weight. He's looking like he's
In theory, he's right, but just when you apply it and really look at it, like dude is like, I think his mind is just foregoing out of the game. Man. He couldn't make 160. He'd have to come back at 168, and that's a whole nother game. Yeah, and what's the point?
There's some monsters at super middleweight. There's some young, big motherfuckers at super middleweight.
It don't even matter if you already had the payday and you took the damn champion to the brink.
Right.
It's like, we don't even care about Golovkin fights at 168. Like, and I'm a fan, big fan, but his time is gone. Like, we want to see the Benavidez fade at 168 now. Canelo and all the niggas and Paul and whoever else get the pop. Exactly. But yeah, Garcia by late KO, man. Like 8 rounds. But I can also see it going at this. But yeah. Good fight.
Yeah. I agree that Conor Davis will probably make it interesting. He might even outbox Garcia like maybe the first couple 2 or 3 rounds or whatever, but I do think though Garcia will eventually wear him down by the mid rounds or whatever. And I wouldn't be surprised if Garcia will score at least one knockdown, because like Conor Davis is hard to get off his feet. I don't think he's gone down. At least I haven't seen any fights he's gone down. And
this fight will look like how this fight could potentially look like how niggas thought Zoo and Thurman would look.
Right. You know what I'm saying? But I do think, though, Garcia will get this opportunity. I think, like, around the 7th round, like, he'll probably get hit with some crazy combination, and then you'll see Brad jump on the apron and, like, wave that shit off. Immediately. Right? So, I mean, so, yeah. Like, and I think right now, in terms of his odds, right now, Garcia is a -1300 favorite.
Oh, damn.
And Tyrone Davis is a +790 underdog. So, it looks like the Vegas is like saying, like, yeah. Garcia should win handily, though, but I do think it will be a competitive fight. Now, if Garcia gets rid of Dude probably in 3 rounds or less, then I'm like, oh, okay. And, you know, apparently we misgauged his abilities.
I mean, if it's like 3 rounds, and then, I mean, Pilot did say 4, so he up on it, but yeah, I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? But those are at least two. Those are two good fights to set off. You know, to sell the pay per view and to convince the the subs, the subscribers, people
who that's a quality doubleheader anywhere.
Right.
Like, you had me hooked on that. Like, if that was a part of, that wasn't even a part of Prime, and you just said, these two fights on tonight, like, I would legit watch that shit.
Yeah. And you know that, and I have a feeling too that those fighters will be motivated because, like, okay, we got a whole new platform. Like, we got to make sure, like, they know they're going to set the shit off. So they, you know, they're going to probably put like 200% effort into their fights. Like both fights should not stink at all. You know, and once we get to that, you know, we get to the main card, which, you know, because a little moving around, particularly in the opener and the main event. Now, the opener now is something that was in the prelims. And truthfully, I can see why they kind of moved it up, because as much as we all like flyweight action, I'd say the masses don't necessarily, you know, the masses don't, you know, they sleep on the flyweights like that. So they're like thinking like, okay, you know, we could probably bury this on the main card and we have like the other notable names on there, give or take on there. But you have people that can actually throw hands, such as the case of one Julio Cesar Martinez, who hopefully better get his shit straightened out. Like, I don't want to hear no, you know, that this
motherfucker. This nigga be having more visa issues than a cartel.
GCM's under Canelo, right? So they're probably trying to make, you know, give, you know, be like, oh yeah, look at, see Canelo looking out for you type of shit, you know?
He's still in Canelo's camp? Really? For some reason, I mean, I don't know what this motherfucker is. Last minute, he was in Matchroom before, and now he's fighting on PBC. Like, I'm just trying to figure out what the... Like, I don't know what this dude be doing. Like, he still holds his belt. Like, he blows weight. He gets these injuries.
He got that gift against that one dude, I felt like. Then he knocked somebody out, right? He got that one gift, I felt like.
Yeah, but the thing is, too, is, like, Julio Cesar Martinez is a fan-friendly fighter. Like, bro, like, dude can punch. Like, dude will brawl, but...
He definitely should have a better career than what he has right now. Like,
yeah.
It's like, I only know him for, like, two things. Like, missing, like visa issues, and they tried to feed Chocolatito to him, and it backfired.
Yeah.
Like, he has to do something. And for before, I kind of liked his style, like, aggressive, it's hard, like that. But it's like somehow, like, it just, like, he's only known for them two things now. Like, he needs to do some other shit,
right? You know, and that's the crazy shit, because he is facing somebody now, as I mentioned before, someone who can absolutely give him a hard fight in Angelina Cordova. Like, you know, Venezuelan fighters, all they know how to do is punch. You know, we saw that with Barroso. You know, they may be slow, they may lack a little bit of skill, but you just can't get cracked by them clean. You know what I'm saying? Like, they will knock you the fuck out. You know, and Cordova is like 18-0-1 with 12 knockouts. You know, so like, if you see him, he's been on the Golden Boy cards. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it could be like maybe right, you know, right time for Cordova to actually maybe score an upset over Martinez, who's, like I said before, dude has just been looking like... You like obviously you want to cheer for him, but you know, and it's always something with him. Like, I there should be odds right now. Like, you know, will Martinez actually make it to the fight? What would be the
Like he's at that point right now, and the Arroyo fights is kind of like, damn, like, you want to see it, and it's like, but yeah, like, you got him. Like, well, I want to hear the predictions from y'all on this one. Like, what y'all got this one at?
I mean, they're going to throw some hands. So, for some reason, and I don't know why I keep on thinking, I think Cordova is, you know, Cordova may actually, like, stop him late. I don't know why I keep thinking that.
I'm thinking the same thing.
Yeah. I honestly think Cordova will, because Martinez, like I said, he's, Martinez throws his hands, like, but he's not like he doesn't really throw a consistent jab or whatever, but he'll keep pressure on you, and I just think Cordova will just pick him off in between the shots over and over and over again. Until Martinez kind of guy wears down, and then
that swarming style of his is gonna get, he's gonna get cracked in this fight multiple times.
Yeah, because like I was there for one of the Arroyo fights, and you know, one of the knockdowns was because he came in, he was coming in crazy, and Arroyo cracked him one time, and down he went, hurt.
Yeah, he got cracked hard on that one.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what I think is going. And that's why I just think Cordova is just going to, you know, it's basically like it's going to wear him down late. He's going to probably stop him by like maybe 11 or so. So that's basically my prediction. I think Cordova might score the upset with the upset KO. P, you think you're thinking the same thing?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. What round?
Yes, you what know, round?
Yeah.
It's going to be late. It's going to be one of those late rounds. I'll say ninth round.
Ninth round. That's okay. I can see that. Ninth round, you know, like, yeah, I can see that. Pilot, what about you?
I hate to say it, but I'm rolling with JCM, Julio Cesar Martinez. Mm-hmm. I think, I'll say his luck will continue, but he's been kind of scraping by. Like, that guy Carmona, I feel like that guy Carmona should have beat him. You know, in the fight after that, what's his name? Fucking Bautista was boxing him up, and then, you know, JCM got his little equalizer knockout. And,
yeah, he did.
You know, I expect him more against the Chocolito Tito fight, but, you know, that's the all-time greatest fight. But I think he'll rise to the occasion and get it. You know, I think he'll win the decision, but he'll hurt him a couple times. But I think I'm picking JCM in a comfortable decision victory.
Comfortable decision. Hey, you really do have you do have confidence in Martinez. That's some real confidence.
He got confidence in the judges. That's what I
hear. Yeah, that too.
He's like, you know what? Like we're not gonna just cash out Martinez yet.
Not
like,
yet. And I think we're gonna drop him. You know, I think he'll drop him or something. You know, like, he'll hurt him. And, you know, there'll be a moment where like, okay, then they'll justify.
I mean, Pilot's on to something. Like, I can see a fuckery afoot in this type of fight. This. Like, yeah, if Cordova or what's his name? Am I saying it right?
Cordova, yeah.
Cordova. If he don't really stand on business and really put his foot in his ass, like, yeah, I don't know if they'll give him the decision, man. It's like, you don't want to get wild with Martinez and focus on trying to stop him. Like, let it come to you. But, yeah, but still, I ain't rocking with Martinez though. Piling by himself on this one, bro. I say Cordova by a decision. I just think he's just gonna pick him apart, and he'll have enough power and leverage to really just make Martinez respect him. Like, Martinez will be on him. He'll be like in his face and all that shit. You know, because he did the same thing with Chocolatito and. I think he won maybe like what, three rounds against dude?
At the most.
Three at the most. Like, yeah. That shit was more Trout Cotto than anything. So
right.
And but he took Chocolito punches pretty well though. Like, I don't remember him getting like hurt, maybe buzzed a few times, and Chocolatito could hit even at his, you know, later stage. So he might have just, you know, whether it go to distance, but I don't know if I think his luck might run out this time. Like, unless he really equalized that nigga, like,
yeah, because funny thing is, even for as freaking that he's been fighting lately, I mean, he still is a flyweight champion. He's held that belt for a minute, you know. But yeah, like, I mean, I do think it. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I do think his time is starting to run out because simply he's not active enough, and of course he's in Canelo's camp. With, you know, obviously Canelo's camp, you know. He had
a bunch of scary niggas and runners over there and just fuckery. Like, could you imagine if Ryan Garcia was still over there with this Haney fight? Like, oh my goodness! Like,
whew, I mean, he'd be better offensively, sure, but then he'd probably get picked apart even faster.
I don't even know if he'd be better off offensively. Like, I didn't see no like. He'd still be the same dude getting spun around from left hooks from Jason Velez. Like,
yeah.
Like, nah. Like,
getting dropped hard by Luke Campbell, you know.
Yeah, that shit wasn't going to work no more for him. Like, his luck ran out with them Canelo niggas. Like, mm-hmm. Like, nah. Nah, I wouldn't even. Nah. Yeah, I know Derek James ain't the best, but goddamn. Hey, that's better than fucking Reynoso right now.
I don't know if
I would want to train in the gym and the nigga who's the head of the gym is also ducking a fight. Like, that shit ain't going to, like, bro, like, honestly, could you see yourself going to a gym every day and the nigga you look up to, the dude who's like, and we've all been to boxing gyms, we know who's the ace or the star of the gym, and you know what I mean? And imagine him being a guy that's afraid of smoke from somebody, and not just on some like he's avoiding it, or
he's too big for me. He's too big.
he's literally saying like, nah, I need $100 million for this. I need that. This excuse after excuse. So yeah, like I don't think Ryan Garcia would have. Like, I don't think he needed to be in that type of environment. Like, as much fuckery he brings himself, like, I personally wouldn't want to be going to no gym where I know the best nigga in the gym is ducking a motherfucker. Who earned it? Who earned it? Not just a nigga calling you out. It's one thing if a nigga just calling you out and just talking shit about you. Like, every time you go, the streets is like, yeah, man, yo, Jake, fight this nigga. Yeah, this nigga's running, diving. Like, say you ring gang niggas pussy. Like, y'all niggas soft, guy. Right? Yeah, you training niggas, you ain't fighting. Now, that's one thing, and you know the nigga just running his mouth, he ain't earning it. But a nigga earned it, and you making it? Nah, like, fuck that gym, nigga. I can't be a bitch like that, nigga. Because you'll start doing certain shit that nigga doing.
Right.
So, nah. But, yeah, that's it on that.
But yeah, no, like I said, that opener, like I said, because, you know, the flyweights, in the last year, you know, they had Puma Martinez set off that shit lovely with his fights, and, you know, his fights were just damn near just violent affairs for no reason, like, other than he's just like, you know, he just felt like he had to go war that day or whatever. So, I mean, it can just continue the condition of getting the lighter weights to shut shit off. Because we're especially Anita for the next fight, which we don't even know what to even expect anymore. We have one middleweight champion who's going to make his first title defense in 2 fucking years as a full middleweight champion, Arislandi Lara.
The fact that they put Lara and Thurman, two of the most inactive niggas, on one card, you should have known one of them wasn't going to happen. Yeah. Like, I really don't know what PBC was thinking with this, and I fuck with PBC, but like, they was really on some ifs and maybes on this one.
I mean, with Laura, at least he doesn't have a history of getting injured. That, at least that, to his credit.
True, but I mean, are we really like, I'm making a card to just promote boxing on a new platform. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. These niggas really, like, they went into the well of fuckery. Like, you got Julio, you got Cesar Martinez, Laura and Thurman all on the same card. Like, were y'all just trying to get this shit canceled?
Well, I mean, they are. I mean, well, not Laura. I don't say exciting.
But I'm just saying, nigga, that's three names. That's like three of the most unpredictable type of names. I'm just saying.
I think they're banking on Zoo, you know, the money in Australia. I'm not sure how it's going to work out, but I think, you know, they're going to, you know, the Australians are going to pay for it, so it will break even or whatever, you know, money-wise.
Yeah, that could be it.
But the thing is, though, Laura, though, I mean, obviously, you know, all 49-year-olds, 49, 51, you know, we're putting out ages out there, because, you know, Cubans, you know, their true ages are almost never known. You certainly can't go by their listed ones, because that would mean Laura is younger than me, and that's not
really add an extra 3 years to whatever their listed age is.
Yeah, exactly.
Laura definitely ain't younger than me.
If Frank Sanchez is 30, then I'm 25.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah, like,
oh shit, damn. But if Luis Ortiz is whatever he is, then I guess I'm 10 years younger than what I am. Cause I didn't legit look like he's some 55-year-old stepfather or some shit. Like he up there. Like that nigga come home, punch a wall, drink a beer, sit down, watch TV type shit. Like,
right?
Like, that's that real age. Like, damn.
Yeah, I know. But with Laura, though, it's like, you know, you like Laura. Pretty much, I mean, obviously, like, you know, once upon a time ago, you know, Laura was a problem. He was a problem, you know, although, of course, like I said, there are some fights you just like, you know, his style of his constant movement and 1-2, you know, got him far in the pro game, though. But after that Herd fight, you know, you could tell that shit was not the same anymore for him, like, because that fight took a lot out of him.
and then Castagno fight right after.
Yeah, and honestly, that was the prop that he actually took the Castagno fight, but that fight was a little bit too hard for him, and then after that, his competition...
Should have lost that motherfucker.
He should have, but he got a draw, another one, like the third draw on his record. You know, and then after that, it was facing Canelo, Struggle Brother, and Vendetti, and Cornflake, LaManna, and Gary, and, you know, Gary O'Sullivan is just like... And then in two of those fights were middleweight title fights before he got upgraded because Triple G retired. So that is why we have Irizar Langa, who's a whole middleweight champion in 2024. Excuse me, in the year of our Lord, 2024. You know, facing someone who... Peter Quillen knocked out cold on a PBC card years ago in Michael Zarafa. Now... I'm rooting for Zarafa to actually beat Laura because Laura might actually go ahead and fight Danny Garcia next after this, and I don't want to see that either. I don't want to see it at all. Zarafa, for at least to his part, you know, I mean, his competition is not that much better. I mean, he knocked out Jeff Horn he split two fights with Jeff Horn, and he knocked out Anthony Mundine in one round. You know, so that, you know, that's a plus, I guess.
Oh, wow. The bar is set low for this one.
Yeah, right? So, but he's still young. I think he's like 33 or whatever. So, I mean, time is on his side. So, honestly, you don't even know what to expect. I mean, we could either get a surprising brawl where Zarafa gets the win, or Laura decides he wants to get somebody out of there with one left hand. Or we get a whole boar fest, which Laura runs around the ring for about 7 rounds and then fights very ugly because he's kind of, you know, physiology is kind of lost, you know, due to him being like 53 or some shit. So it's, what are we thinking for prediction? LB, what do you think? And what do you hope and what do you think?
I hope we get a good fight, but like, this is Laura we're talking about. We haven't got a good fight from him since Castagno fight. So, that was in,
2019? 2019, yeah.
See, 2019 just was amazing. Anytime I think about it, Jesus, that was if you didn't get into boxing that year, you kind of failed.
Yeah.
But, Laura by decision, and it's the fight. It's going to be the roll up, corner store, order your pizza wings. It's going to be that type of fight. Like, unless he knocks dude out early because he one-twos him real quick. But then that's the thing is, like Laura, like, he went the distance with fucking Freddie Hernandez. Like, genies. Like, but you'll knock out a Ronald Hearns.
Yeah, it's weird. Like,
it's just weird, nigga. Like, and remember, Berto made the easiest 900K I've ever seen in my life in his fight with Freddie Hernandez.
I mean, you have to understand how long Laura's been fighting. Laura has fought the Punisher. Like, he's probably the last active fighter that's actually fought the Punisher right now. Like, you know, in a fight that he should have won. There's no question about that one. You know,
should have won by KO if he damn stopped fucking around.
I mean, he wasn't like that nigga. Like, I mean, that nigga, that's probably his best offensive performance I've ever seen. Like,
it was, but the fact that he couldn't put Paul Williams away and he was having his moments where he would let Paul Williams come back and throw hands. Somebody of Laura's caliber was not supposed to let Williams even win 4 rounds in their fight.
I mean, Punisher still wasn't a. It's still
Punisher is good, but remember, it's not. This wasn't the Punisher that turned it around. This wasn't the Punisher that fought Ishida, and it was like, okay, look like this nigga kind of came back now. Look like he's kind of back to normal, where it's to the point where, like, you know what? I could see him fighting Canelo, give him a little see if Canelo can handle him. No, this was the Paul Williams that was still trying to figure shit out. Like,
yeah.
His punch resistance was horrible in that fight. That's what I'm saying. Like, he was getting hurt by Laura. Like, God damn, Laura just stepped the foot on the gas and knocked this motherfucker out. No, you just one-two'd the man to death. You ain't got no creativity in your offense. You didn't step to him when you should, and you knock him out. No, you're fucking throwing your one-twos, letting Paul Williams keep getting into the fight. Like, bro, like, and that, to me, that was just the Melina payback, really.
It was. Like I said, like, if there was supposed to be
boxing a loss, karma.
Yeah, he was supposed to have a loss on his record. You know, Laura, if it wasn't going to be for the Punisher, it was going to be for the Melina. He was rich, he got drawn. And then he got
Andrew, Laura always been a puncher. It's just, he a boxer first. Laura believes in his boxing more than he believes in his punching. Because if he believed in his punching, he would have clearly beat Canelo and not fucking get on his bicycle after getting a couple body shots.
Right.
At least Thurman could still fight when he get them body shots. Laura really turns into a different dude.
And the funny thing too is Laura, he goes to business with Hernandez, but then he stops Alfredo Angulo, like, and fucks his whole shit up, like, in a fight.
Well, Alfredo Angulo was right there with him, and knocking him around the ring and shit. Like, niggas ain't gonna stop nobody unless you force them, unless you say, like, look, you don't stop this dude, he gonna stop you. Then it's like, okay, he's right. Punch, knock him out, or break his face.
Yeah,
you got a lot of fire in motherfuckers like that. He's the worst type of niggas that you would want to train, really.
Yeah, because it's like, and of course the Trout points. He literally washed Trout. Like, Trout was never beaten as badly as he was by Laura. You know, that's another
thing. Because Laura could do everything better than Trout. Like there's not, the only thing Trout does better than Laura is activity and offensive variety. But unless you're kind of quicker or hit harder or box better, that's not going to really come into play against a guy like Laura, who just does everything better because he's a little stronger, he's faster, he hits harder, better defense. Like, I mean, like...
Yeah, Laura has a legit one-hitter quitter. His left hand is a legit one-hit quitter. Like, so it's like... And like I was saying, he's sitting down now because his age. Because I don't think he can take too much like punishment or the run.
He's always sat down. It depends on the opponent. When somebody could hurt him and put the fear of death in him, he'll sit down. If it's one with those where if it's a Canelo situation where like okay, I gotta box a little bit, then he ain't sitting down. Like he pick and choose. Like he was sitting it down against Herd, Castaño, any nigga who could hurt him.
Right.
But yeah, anything got nothing to do with it. It's his temperament.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like, fuck this fight. Like, y'all got this nigga winning so we can talk about something better.
Yeah, no, I got Zarafa because I'm praying for a Zarafa KO. Zarafa KO.
And I don't mind that either.
In 10. Like, P, what do you think about, what do you have for Zarafa and Laura?
Laura's not losing to the stripper. He's knocking him out. Like, it's gonna be like a cornflake type fight. Fucking Laura in 6.
Pilot?
Yeah, same. Laura's gonna ice the stripper out. You know, Laura's become, you know, a stationary counterpuncher. You know, he's Cuban, he got the skill, but when he moves to 160, he's less getting older. Lately, he's knocking out, you know, cornflake and, you know, the nigga with the planter's mustache, Spike O'Sullivan.
Gary O'Sullivan, Spike O'Sullivan.
So I think it'll continue. This guy, this is Rafa's, you know, been waiting for a minute, but it's a wrap for him. He'll get knocked out in 7.
And what do we have for odds on FanDuel? Well, Zarafa's obviously the underdog at +270. Laura is a -370 favorite. And then this one has Methods of Victories already out. For a Laura decision, it's +105. So, you know, there's something there. For a Laura KO, it's +220. The draw is +1600. And also, I put something on the draw, too, because Laura has too many histories of these weird draws that he's getting. Yeah.
And then, Andrew, in the comments, I did see Angel Garcia in an interview saying Danny might be back, but it might not be on PBC. And that's what Angel said. So, that's kind of, I mean, just looking at your comment, I just wanted to mention that.
Yeah, no, I saw that, too.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to fight Laura either. Like, what does that do for Danny's career?
It gets him a 160 belt. It makes him a 3-division, right? But, I don't know.
Yeah, but this is fucking Laura, though, bro. Like, your fight could be ugly. It's not a good style matchup for either one, really. Like, And no one seemed to want to see it. Like,
yeah, well, Zarafa for the points is plus 550, and Zarafa to KOM is plus 650. So, like I said, there might be something.
They even think it could happen.
Yeah. And like I said, for some reason, this fight has like all the bets. Like, Laura to win between 1 and 6 is plus 750. So there's something there, which is possible. It is very possible.
Or, yeah, niggas is better off just trying to guess the fuckery outcome in the Laura fight. I wouldn't even add Laura to no parlay on this one. Like, this is Laura, a strictly shits and giggles solo bet.
Yeah, or if you bet Laura to win in the first two rounds, it's plus 3,500. So, like I said, though, Laura has a one-handed quitter, like you said. So, you know, those props may actually be attractive if you actually want to, you know, to dabble on that. You know, but yeah, that fight, you know, we just hope that fight, that's a piss break fight, smoke break, fuck break, whatever break that you think of. That's what that shit is.
And then break it into your house to watch the pay per view. You beat his ass, break, like, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Some LOL shit.
Exactly. So the next fight is the fight I hate the most. I just hate it off GP. I'm not even gonna hold you, you know, because we got one Rolando Rolly Romero making his first title defense of the 140 belt, which he shouldn't have, you know, against Isak Pitbull Cruz, who's coming up from 135. Like I said before, I'm not gonna hold. We have one fighter who pretty much ducked his Mando and let his Mando go into a situation where his Mando got brutally KO'd by the fighter that Rolly should have lost
in one round by the old 55-year-old.
No, all that fooled was the Mando didn't deserve to be Mando.
And I think Rolly was right about saying the dude that Burleson had true power, because he knocked out, I know it's British chin, but he didn't knock out a top contender, you know, in one round.
Yeah, because everybody was picking dude to beat Rolly if they fought, and it made the impression that Rolly was ducking dude. It didn't, you lose to the same guy in one fucking round.
Well, Rolly did duck Davies. That's we have to make that very clear. He absolutely
did, but now hindsight is like, these niggas is like, well, all these, yo, the fucking, all three of these niggas is trash. Yeah. Just, the old nigga is the highest quality of trash. Like, he's at the top of the trash mound.
Right.
Because Davies, all he did was, he proved Rolly right. Yeah, Rolly, it's like, two ducks don't make a goose, nigga. Like,
even though Rolly faked an
injury, didn't make a right either. Like,
I mean, Rolly clearly, you know, Stevie Wonder could tell you faked that injury, but it's what it is.
Of course he did. Yeah, he did,
but then it's like, that's the thing. Like, Davies talked all that shit,
all that
getting
shit
into it with Leonard Ellerbe, who has nothing to do with the dude's situation, first of all.
Talking so much shit.
Talking so much shit, and you have that type of performance. It's one thing if you damn, you go some rounds, or you lose to the Sifin, or you give us a fight of the year, whatever, but that was the worst outcome to have for yourself for the type of shit you was talking in the circumstances. Like, I don't even want to hear from this nigga no more.
Yeah, and it was rather unfortunate too, because now with Barroso will absolutely, you know, take a step aside, because, you know, Barroso's in the winding down of his career, so Barroso's definitely going to take a six-figure, step aside, you know, whereas Davies was not going to. So this is why we're getting the fight with Cruz. And Cruz, obviously, ever since that fight with Tank, you know, everyone knows, obviously, he made it very close for Tank, and he won a close decision, he lost a close decision, but Cruz hasn't done anything after that.
Well, his last fight was, like, the first real opponent.
Right.
And that was like, god damn, after, like, 2-3 years of just fucking off, like, and then he didn't look good in his... In the fight where he finally fought a
decent fighter, yeah.
A decent fighter. So that's another thing. I'm just like, bro, like, you can't... That's like you telling somebody, like, yo, go to the store and pick up something. Like, pick up this... Mm-hmm. And it's like, they just procrastinate. And then they finally go to the store, and they come home and finally that's what you ask them niggas to get. You're like,
I mean, truthfully, I thought Cabrera actually won that damn fight anyway, so... I could see that
it was one of, like, neither guy looked good. I just felt Cruz, his punches were a little more impactful. So I could see him winning, but neither guy. Like, and the fight was there. Like, their styles meshed where if both guys would have just did better or went harder, like, it would have been a whole different outcome. But it just seemed like niggas were just, like, they both mailed it in.
Well, the fun thing is, too, is, like, Cruz, like, Cabrera had a cheddar because Cruz didn't hurt him for shit. Like, could not hurt him. Yeah.
Seemed like he just landed bigger shots, though.
Yeah, he did. You know, Cabrera.
Like, he just kind of stood there, took him shits, then he was like, all right, my turn. Bop, bop, bop.
Yeah. So now, again, this fight at 140. And, I mean, I'll be the first to say, like, I mean, that, like, Rolly is, I don't think he's trash to me. And Cruz can actually fight. He just doesn't fight right. So, and honestly, if Cruz doesn't knock Rolly out, I'd be completely surprised. Like, he, like, I mean, I honestly think that, like, Cruz will probably knock dude out by like 7 or something like that.
And you think Cruz will punch her like that at 140 now? Or is Rolly just that trash to you?
Rolly's trash to me, bro. I'm sorry.
Not even with the style matchup. You're just going, everything you're saying is basically off of Rolly just being trash. Nothing else.
Rolly in his best, Rolly is.
And I'm not arguing against you about Rolly being trash. Like, nigga, that's something I think we all could agree on. I'm just saying for this particular fight.
I mean, here's what I think. I mean, because I know Cruz is going to be super aggressive. He's going to throw combinations. He's going to light dude up with combinations. Rolly is neither defensive nor is he someone that you can see. You see him actually countering or doing anything. Now, Rolly can actually backfoot box a little bit because we saw that in the Barossa fight because he was getting touched too much and he didn't like the power coming back at him. But honestly, I just think that Cruz is just going to swarm him and put hands on him until he says no mas. Like, seriously. But, like,
I'm sorry. I hope he does that because he didn't do that in his last fight. He had the same type of tall opponent.
Facts. But yeah, honestly, if Cruz doesn't win this fight, I'd be completely surprised. But I think he's gonna stop rolling by like 7. So that's my prediction. What about you, LB?
Wow, this is crazy. I feel like Rolly by decision.
Rolly by decision. How so?
It's just, I think he'll just, like, I think the fight where if Cruz gets into this cover-up mode and he has to get into an exchange where he has to open up the attack Rolly, it gives Rolly an opportunity to clip him or wrestle him and make it dirty where he could sneak in one of those elbow haymaker punch weird angle type shits. So if I just see that's how the fight naturally progressing. If Cruz had a better performance last time, I'd be more sold on him, like, beating the shit out of Rolly, but
he looked bad against Cabrera.
Yeah, like, Cruz, I feel like he damn near spoiled on the vine at this point. Like, he just looked like he was just in there for a check. Like, I don't know, like, Rolly looked bad too against Barroso, but God damn, like, God, this fight is just horrible to call, but at least he's more at a natural weight class. Mm-hmm. Whereas I think Cruz, one of those dudes, if he trained harder, like, he could, like, I don't see him as Cruz as a guy that should have moved up to 140 right away or right now. Like,
agreed.
He didn't look like, he don't look like a dude big enough, like he could have stayed at 135, like. Like, he's JoJo Diaz in himself.
So, but you still, you're still sticking with the Rolly decision.
Yeah, because I feel like it's obvious that they kind of, like, the powers that be kind of see more in Rolly as a marketable name, future opponent for people, more so than Cruz. And it kind of tells because it's like, Rolly's matchmaking been a little more strategic, or at least more like we're trying to get you into contention or, you know, noticeable fights. Whereas Cruz just been spoiling on the vine. Then they said, oh yeah, fight this guy. He's pretty good. And then he looked like shit. And it's like, yeah, he fucking feed him to Rolly. Like, you know, both of these guys are tank leftovers. Let's see what's the tastiest leftover. Like, We got Cheesecake Factory, Leftovers with them, Grand Lux Cafe. They from the same company. You got Cheesecake Factory and some damn LaGrange are Leftovers. LaGrange Leftovers. Oil Tropical. You just got Leftovers versus Leftovers, nigga. Because one Leftovers is maybe a little fresher, or the restaurant is a little more upscale. That's it. I rest my case, Your Honor.
All right. P, what about you?
Pitbull, ninth round KO. I think he's going to stop him in the ninth. It's going to be an ugly fight, honestly.
I can also see that, too.
And I wouldn't be surprised if Rolly's on the verge of getting disqualified. That's going to happen one of these days. It's going to be a DQ. He's going to take a DQ loss. And that, like, Pitbull style is just going to be very rough. It's going to be, he's going to be throwing him, like, he might be throwing him around a bit. He might, yeah. But I think Pitbull will just swarm him and chip away at him, and I think he'll get him out of there the ninth. Rolly's not all that durable. Not anymore, at least, so.
Yeah, I mean.
Damn, y'all surprised me with all these KOs. Like, yo, Pilot, what you smoking? I mean, what you going?
I'm picking. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know if Peter's done or not. I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pete. That's right. That's
I'm done. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm being optimistic again here. I'm rolling with Shutter's pick of Rolly with the decision. I know this fight is going to be an ice for more than likely, but I can see the fuckery. And it's intriguing because Rolly's a big motherfucker that looks like he could end up being a welterweight, and Cruz looks like a small dude that could be at one. You know, he's a tank, but you know, he's a short motherfucker. He could be at 130. Really, I mean. He's small lightweight, so it's like it's intriguing because Romero did leave Bullitt, who I don't think was coaching shit. Shout out to Dennis Rodman, Steve Curry, Bullitt. Don't think he was. I didn't see any improvement with Rolly at all. He looked decent against a tank fight, whatever. But the Barroso fight was
literally the best we've seen him look ever.
And that's what halfway tank was carrying him, but he did do. He looked competent. Either way, so. I think him going back with his original coach, Ismael Salas, who, has a hitter, more of a hit than a miss for his fighters. I think this will be his best performance. I think he's going to show, he's got the length on him, Paul's. He's got, he's taller and longer. And I think he'll be able to use the jab and back foot box. And, when his fights got first announced, I thought, okay, easily it's going to be Pitbull and some crazy haymaker, which could very well happen. Some late crazy fucking overhand or haymaker that's gonna rock Rolly's world, but I think Rolly will withstand the storm and get a 8-4 type legitimate decision, because the Cabrera fight against some people thought Cabrera beat Pitbull. I could see it. Pitbull's kind of misplaced on the Vines and won that tank rematch, but if he wins this fight, I think Tank's gonna win fight the winner for a belt. As long as he beats Frank Martin, so it's intriguing. It's an intriguing match, and I think Rolly is gonna win and shock the world.
Man, Tank better fight three times in a year if your fights are gonna be Frank Martin and Rolly Cruz winner.
Yeah, nah.
That's not good for like a two fight a year. That's great for three fights a year, don't get me wrong. Like if you could sneak that in, yeah, but those being your two fights, that's like, I don't know. It's like a date that started off good, but then ended off shitty or something. Like,
what's the odds on the unruly Pit? I think Pitbull's probably what the 2-3 favorite or something.
Right now, the money line has Rolly as the underdog plus 215 underdog. Cruz is minus 280.
Oh wow!
Now for method of victory though, Rolly decision points is plus 460. Rolly KO is plus 500, draw is 1600. Cruz is for the points decision is plus 330, and Cruz KO is minus 105. So there might be.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, this card ain't built for no fucking parlays. Y'all crazy if y'all do extended. If y'all do a parlay for more than two fights off this whole card, you crazy. Oh, salute. Rob D, what's good? What's happening, RGR? Salute, Bev. What it do? Damn, I feel like I ain't see Bev name in here in a good minute, so I hope all is well, though. salute, bro.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's like, because, like I said, it might be one of those things that's like, obviously, I mean, I want to. I mean, Cruz KOs, I'm betting on too, but there is value on the Cruz decision. That's for damn sure. If you're betting now, of course, I'm pretty sure. As the fight, you know, gets here, it'll probably go down. But
I don't know if they're gonna give Cruz a decision. Like, he's gonna really have to beat the shit out of Rolly to get a Cruz decision. Like,
I mean, shit, Barroso was winning comfortably at two of the cards. Like, he was,
that fight was getting good too, and fucking Tony Weeks fucking stopped it. It was actually heating up. It pissed me off.
Yeah, that's what the judges was like, wait, hold on, we can't give this trash nigga the fight, yo.
And that's my point exactly. Like, Barroso was up on two of them cards, but what was the result?
Well, no, Barroso was up on all the cards, but two of them.
All the cards, it don't matter, but the result was that's why the fuckery happened.
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like Cruz, he better go for it, man. He can't do this lackadaisical shit he was doing in his last fight. Cause, like, I don't see Cruz as a guy who be landing overhand rights like that. Like,
right.
And Rolly best punch in this fight would be an uppercut. But Cruz knows how to defend against uppercut because he fought a nigga who best punches the uppercut.
Right.
So this fight could look ugly. If I'm Cruz, I'm just trying to stick to Rolly and just work his body. And maybe get an overhead shot. If I'm Rolly, I'm literally just trying to just jab this guy. And if he gets close, I'm going to tie him up, wrap him up, and try to get hooks and throw my Sean Porter type punches on the inside. Like, somebody has to outwork the other, but it's how you do it. And I think that's going to be the interesting part in this fight. Like, it could be low output, or it could be rough mid output.
I mean, would y'all really be shocked if Romero was to outbox? I mean, you know, clearly win a decision. I wouldn't. I'm just saying, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't. I honestly wouldn't. Like, I'm surprised. Honestly, this is more of a 50-50 fight than a favorite, really. Like, I think just a lot of niggas don't like Rolly, and for good reason.
Yeah.
But, Oh, that's what's up, Beth. I'm doing good. Just found out my cuz boxes. Oh, salute to him then. Salute to her, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But yeah, salute to them. But yeah, I can see, like, yeah, this fight. Yeah. This is one of those fights like the Laura fight. If you doing your bets, do not put this on the parlay. Make a separate fuckery bet for this shit. Because you might have everything hit that day and then Rolly Cruz double knockout, disqualification, body slam out the ring, turnbuckle, headbutt, whatever the fuck the case is, because these niggas will do it. So that's all I got to say on that. But yeah, Rolly. So it's him. It's even. It's two. It's me and Pilot against y'all two. Okay, all right. We'll see what happens.
And now we got to the new main event, where Tim Tszyu will defend his WBO belt, but also has a chance to win a vacant WBC belt. And he'll be facing none other than Thurman's replacement, Sebastian Fundora. You know,
it should be fun.
Oh, yeah. No, that I think that's part of the reason why it's like, you know, Bahacik could have probably been a better choice, but Fundora brings a fun factor because Fundora, for some odd reason, his 6'7 self can make 154-pound weight limit, which is insane, you know. And you have to couple that, you have someone who doesn't like to use his physical advantages, you know, doesn't like to use his reach or any of that shit, likes to go inside and war with people
because he can't, bro. Like, y'all gotta stop thinking every tall nigga is predisposed to using his reach. Like,
but didn't PC,
dude, eyesight is horrible.
But I think King P mentioned that he has, like, I think his nearsight or whatever, like, his eyesight's really fucked up.
So yeah, he's damn near blind,
so he can't, like, yeah, like, he's not gonna be prodded with a jab and shit. Dude, this is why, like, not everybody could be boxing trainers, coaches, and teachers. Because y'all would literally get niggas knocked the fuck out trying to have a fight to your standard or how they should fight. Like, Fundora, like, he's not like Paul Williams in the sense where he could get on the back foot. He has enough reaction speed, timing, to damn, and distance where he could box extended periods Like, he's not that type of guy. Like, dude's nearsighted. Dude can't box for longer than 30 seconds.
Facts.
Like, if I'm Fondora, I'm really just showing, having dude, like, look, you want to be able to throw punishing jabs to get to break the distance and make them think that they got to come to you with an order. But in reality, you come into them with a more forceful jab that makes you create contact, and then you rip them up on the inside with the double hooks and just really just tighten the defense. Fondora tighten defense, he's a better guy, but sometimes he leaves his hands in spots where it causes open, it creates openings. Mm-hmm. And that's where a guy like Mendoza was able to crack him. Shit, if anything, Fondora need to be damn lifting weights, get on some strength. You know what I mean? Like punch harder, like be physically stronger. Like, he wins fights off activity and leverage. And I don't know if that's going to be enough for a guy like Zou, who's going to be, you know, box from the outside, inside, hit hard, work the body, and then they got like a slab of body right there in front of.
Right. And on top of that, Fondora's coming off a brutal knockout loss to Brian Mendoza. So that's another thing, too. It's like, it's not like he at least got a win to at least get his confidence back or at least get on the ledger, you know, but yeah, you're facing someone who's now, who's punching incredibly hard, that who's like, who's pretty much being seasoned right now. And Beth, yes, I agree. Fondora is good, but Tim is going to work them body shots. Yeah.
Yep.
Like, I mean, Fondora's going to last as long as he can take the punishment. Like, he's going to go to war on the inside with Tim, and he'll realize that's not really a good idea. And Tim's going to eventually take his body, pause, and then and then take his jaw off. Like, so it's like...
But let me ask you this. Okay, fuck all that. Like, the... If you have an input, like, say this is one of those Andre Berto fights where he has a chaotic corner, and you got three niggas in the corner telling him what to do. And we translating that energy to Fondora, and you're a voice in the corner. And you're 6'4", and everybody's like, you know what, I'm gonna let this big motherfucker speak. What are you telling Fondora to do to win this fight? Since it's a bad idea to be on the inside of Zou, pause.
Tie him up, rough him up, and hey, he too needs to go to the body. Go to Tim's body.
But that's it. Just go to the body and rough him up and tie him up.
He's going to need to, because if he doesn't...
But does that win rounds, though? Like, can you win a fight doing that?
Fondora's going to have to be very physical, pause. Like, very physical.
Okay, we know that. Like, but what can he do besides being more physical that'll help him with, like, we know he can't fight on the outside. The inside is like 50-50, really. And he's not stronger than Zou. So, you know, when I hear the whole, well, damn, you know, that's a bad idea going on the inside, then what can this nigga do? Like, how can he win the fight?
I don't think there's much he can do. I don't think he's going to win this fight.
Okay. See, that's what it is. Like, yeah, like, that's what I'm just saying. Like, because if he can't win on the inside, or if he can't be competitive on the inside, then what the fuck else y'all expect him to do then? Like, that's it.
The problem is, Fondora is just too hittable. His style, he gets hit too much. And
thank you.
Usually guys with his style that get hit a lot, once they end up getting knocked out, they end up getting knocked out easier going forward. Like, once it's cracked, yep, it's cracked. For if you want, you know, recent examples, look no further than Adam Kalnaki. Kalnaki was a guy that took punches on punches on punches, walked through punches until he didn't, and now he can't anymore, and he went from getting knocked out to getting knocked out, to getting knocked out over and over again, like by lesser guys every time out.
Or in this case, you can also look at Jurong Ancajas. You know, those two Puma fights, which in real time I was saying, like, yo, he's taking way too much punishment. And then, you know, you have Monster's brother knocking him out with one body shot.
Yep.
Like, who the fuck? Who thought he would do that shit?
Another example was Jared Hurd. Jarrett Hurd was damn Jason Voorhees at one point, just walking through everything until he got cracked, And then he was never the same. He couldn't just walk through punches anymore. It just doesn't happen. Once it's cracked, you're cracked.
J-Rock into that. I mean, it wasn't KO.
And with his style and with Zeus' style, Zeus gonna get him out of there. He's not gonna be able to handle Zeus' pressure, pause, and just he's gonna work the body and he's gonna line him up. I mean, that there's gonna be an overhand right that sends him to the canvas. Yeah. I say round 7. I think he gets him out of there at 7.
I think 6. I think it's gonna be a KO of the year candidate. I honestly think Fundora is gonna be like a fucking pest dispenser once he gets
landed. Yeah, we might see a Ann Wolf Vonda Ward type KO from these motherfuckers. Yeah. Like you gonna see like Timber.
We were waiting for Mendoza kind of got it a little bit, but yeah, this will be the proper Ann Wolf shit. This will be the proper version.
I mean, Mendoza kind of got it, but it was like it was more so. We didn't expect it.
And that was a fight where Fundora was winning, was handily winning.
He was winning, and like Fundora could have aimed for a stoppage the way he was winning.
It was pretty boring until that KO, but that KO made it boring.
Mendoza was just tough, and he would take his little shots whenever the openings were presented, and then when the best opening presented itself, he gave himself his best shot, and the rest is history. You know, them uppercuts and shit is good, but when you're not bringing your hands back and you're leaving your hands down, you're leaving windows for niggas to damn skull fuck your shit. And that's what happened. So, but I don't even think Zul gonna have to counter like that. Like, Zul just gonna just steamroll this dude.
Yeah, he's got
one up. Like 5 rounds, honestly.
He's gonna line up like how he did Tony Harrison. Just keep that left hand out there, and just throw all these roundhouses, and then eventually throw a whole series of uppercuts because you know Fundora's gonna get hit by these uppercuts. Like it's gonna be.
And that's the thing, Fundora got a good uppercut too. Like I need to see an uppercut battle. I need to see like oh you like from both of these niggas like real shit.
Yeah, but and the uppercut is definitely Fundora's strongest punch. But yeah. And I do think if he starts landing them on Zoo, then you know that wouldn't be that wouldn't be a good thing for Zoo either.
That uppercut hook combo, like if I'm Fundora, I'm spamming them shits.
Mm-hmm.
And do that little Paul Williams clinch uppercut that nigga beat that dude was good at.
Yeah,
that whole like bitch like.
So let's see. In terms of props right now, so Fundora is a plus 380 underdog, Zoo minus 550. And with the method of victory, you got Zoo at plus 604 decision, minus 240 for the KO, plus 600 for the draw, plus 654 Fundora decision, and plus 900 for the Fundora KO.
I got Costa's son in the ninth round. I think he's going to dig into the body and... you know, he's going to go to invest in the body, I feel like, and eventually break down that toothpick long-ass, you know, tall motherfucker. And I think it's going to sit up. I think, you know, he's going to KO him in emphatic fashion, and we're going to get that Bud Zoo, you know, fight in the fall or summer or whatever, so.
Yeah, because I mean, one of the things, too, because I know Fundora, for certain people, like, he hurts their feelings because, well, first of all, the Lubin fight, because most people were not happy at what Fundora did to Lubin. Because, you know,
I picked that motherfucker.
But you didn't pick his face to be disfigured like that. Jesus.
Yeah, I picked him to get stopped, though, nigga. Yeah, like, fair.
But goddamn, that motherfucker looked like that nigga from the mask. You know?
Nobody figured, like, but that's the thing. Nobody thought it would be a fight of the year or somebody that looked like the goddamn Derbyanchenko.
Lubin dropped from Dura, too.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. It was a good fight of the year, nigga. Like, it was a great fucking fight. Like, it's just, but that's the thing, too. Like even the damn with Lupa, Lubin ain't been the same. Yeah. Like, with the punches he's taking and shit. So, yeah, like, it's a good ass fuck. Ooh. But, yeah, damn, y'all really see this shit going late. Y'all niggas are saying 8 rounds, 9 rounds and shit.
No, I said 6.
6, okay, yeah. Yeah, I'd be surprised if it goes past 6. I'm saying 5.
I'm saying seven.
I mean, honestly, I think the later it goes, if with Zoo, the worse it's gonna be for Fundora. Like, honestly, if it goes late, that means Zoo's probably either Zoo is struggling or he's winning everything but the kitchen sink, and Fandora somehow absorbing the
shit. We get, I know Crawford's not with them, but can we get a, like, you know, main event? Can we get the challenger enter the ring? Can we get Crawford in the ring if, you know, Zoo gets a knockout or something? I'm just saying, like, bring that back.
That would be fire. Like, I feel like you need to put, like, a, like, there needs to be, like, a stamp or something on this fight.
Because boxing, got, you know, the shit that got me back into boxing was fucking when Thurman was like, I ain't no cherry, son, to Danny, you know what I'm saying, back on free TV. You know, I ain't no cherry, you know, that shit. What the hell happened to the fucking call?
Yeah, so that was the good old days when Thurman, you know, Thurman had, didn't have no ceiling fair line. And, you
don't
know,
touch me, Thurman!
Yeah, that was
the boxing just need to be on regular TV at this point. Like, all this app shit is cool, but... Yeah. At the end of the day, like,
this card,
like, we need at least one good card on, like, a Fox or
ABC. If this card was on Amazon Prime for free, it would do wonders for boxing. I know, like, it may not make as much money, but it would do wonders for boxing if this was the first card on Amazon Prime for free.
Honestly, it need to be for free because none of this is screaming pay-per-view. Like, like, even the parlays ain't screaming pay-per-view. When I'm literally saying, like, hey, look, bro, like, I wouldn't add this to a parlay. Honestly, putting Laura and Cruz is its own parlay. Like, keep that shit away from, like honestly, like, this shit, like, I don't know, son, like, real talk, there's a lot of money in boxing, but there's a lot of greed, where I think sometimes it's better for the expansion is if you just kind of dial back the greed, like, everything don't need to be pay-per-view or on, like, y'all niggas gotta get these damn network free TV deals popping again, bro. Like, I don't think people understood how many people was watching them Thurman Porter Swift fights. Yeah, nigga, like 4 million people was watching them shits. You think this shit gonna get 4 million pay-per-views?
You're right.
Like, dude, I had niggas, all types of motherfuckers in the group chat hitting me up like, oh, yo, y'all watching Fox? Yeah. Y'all watching this? Like, yo, these niggas is throwing. Like, what y'all doing? Like that's the shit I need to be getting. Not this shit where it's like, all right, you know, that bought me some socks from Amazon. And, oh, yeah, these niggas boxing. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, yeah, I'm trying to, you know, I'm doing pre-order for, PS5 Pro.
That's literally how it be. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Let me get these deodorant. Let me get these packages of soap. Oh, we got the boxing.
Like, oh, FaZe. Well, which is cool, but... Which is cool. I'm not denying that that's dope. But like Pilot said, like, I think the initial one, like niggas can't be afraid to give shit away sometimes. I think that's what's hurting business now. Mm-hmm. Especially with inflation, like, niggas feel that they have to make a super big profit off of every little thing they do. Like, there's niggas out there back in the day that used to damn like, all right, get that. Like, here's some bud, here's some fire. Like, you know, for try it and hit me up when you ready to really get on it. You trying to make, you know, you trying to buy some shit. Nigga hit you up next week like, yo, that shit you gave me last week was fire. Nigga, you got any more? I got like $30, nigga. I'm saying, like, business, like, put the card out for free, whatever, and then get everybody's interest. Right. And then, because now you could sell a Zoo Bud fight, because nigga sold Zoo for free. And everybody done seen, heard, known about Bud by now, so it's like, okay, people be like, hold on, that one nigga who knocked out that basketball player fighting Bud? Okay. Was cracking. Like, yeah, I watch that shit. I mean, like...
Where?
That's all I'm saying. This is a little business shit. I don't mean to digress like that, but that's it.
I mean, it's part of the discussion, bro. Of course you can digress. Like, you within the topic, bro.
I just want to see boxing grow, bro. Like, that's it. Like, the money is good... But yeah, Beth, that's what I'm saying. This should be free. More people will watch it. Like, and remember, it's the first card. Like, this isn't no card where it's like the names are like super popping. Where you're like, okay.
If you're gonna open with Tank Frank, I get it. If you're gonna open with Frank Tank or something like that, I know he had a legal situation, but if he had Tank on there or even Spence on a, you know, Spence on a comeback, people complain. But you know what I mean? It's like,
I can see making people have to pay. Yeah. Same thing with Canelo Munguia, but like Zoo? Like the fuck out of here, really?
Yeah.
Zoo?
Yeah, and like I said, I mean, obviously it's like it's gonna be 80 something bucks, 79, 80 something
bucks. 80 bucks, nigga? Yeah. 80 motherfucking dollars, nigga. Like, and we've been getting these goddamn Arabian Night fucking pay per views for like $40 and shit?
Yeah.
I mean, I know the atmosphere is going to be better, that's for sure, but goddamn.
I was waiting for that.
I mean, nigga, I see two niggas in the chat fighting the goddamn hallway for $10 at this point. Shit. I'm just saying, bro. Like,
I mean, apparently, I mean, we probably won't get the free Prime car until probably the summertime anyway. So it's at least probably maybe June might be when we might actually get it.
Oh, so it'll be more like a customer appreciation type shit. Like, well, yeah, you've been rocking with us for a while, so yeah. Hey, here's a free pizza, nigga. Like, I mean, here's some cheesy sticks, nigga.
I mean, I know they're already talking about fucking Tank and Frank Martin, and I know that shit's not gonna be free. They're not gonna give that shit away for free. If they did, that would be a good look, but they're not gonna give that shit away for free.
Nah, you know what? Like, if they were smart, I'm trying to get a no. But they said Boots is gonna be on the Canelo on the card. Like, Boots would have been the nigga I would have tried to have for a free card or some shit.
Right.
It's just like Zoo is that guy where young, hungry champion, undefeated. He has several, his name is connected to several other big fighters. Oh, I'm hearing Fulton and Boots will be a non-pay-per-view card in July, I believe.
Yeah.
I heard some of that too. Then I was hearing Boots on the undercard of the Canelo Munguia, so I don't know. But if they have him on a double card like that, they need to be against some good opponents. It can't be.
That in Philly. I know, well, again, like,
yeah, that. Don't give us no free shit like that. Like, if it's free, let it be worthwhile. Don't give us a free Reggie. You know what I mean?
Last year, Boots Crowley was supposed to have the purse, but it got pushed back. So either hopefully it's on the Canelo card or maybe on this shit. One of them. We need Boots back. It's kind of trash. He didn't defend his title or even.
Good. Niggas talking about free. Like I don't like it. Don't give me like the free fries from Dollar Tree or the goddamn Family Dollar.
Y'all watch Boots Crowley?
Freezer. Give me free Checkers fries, nigga.
Would y'all watch Ennis Crowley with the co-main of Fulton versus Gary Russell Jr.?
Fuck yeah, for free, nigga.
Absolutely.
You can. That's the card of the year if it's free, shit.
All right, shit.
Throw on motherfucking, put Mario Barrios against somebody and maybe someone else, and you got to a fire ass four, you know, a four quadruple header.
Whoa, slow down on this Mario Barrios thing. You was flowing for a little bit, bro. But you know, I'm gonna need you to calm down with this Mario Barrios.
No, look. My only explanation why I said Barrios is because, for some reason, he's one of those guys, even if you don't want to use Barrios, but the whole Cito Lopez frame of guys where you know they're going to put on a good effort and give you a good fight no matter who you put them in the ring with. Like, that's my whole take. Like, if you're, I'm not looking to put Thurman, Laura, and Cesar Martinez all on the same card and call it the goddamn Riddler special. And see who the fuck's gonna make it to the goddamn opening bell, nigga. No. I'm trying to put together a good quality card where it got some for everybody, got some action and all that shit. Like, goddamn mystery card where it's like, well, nigga, let's just roll the dice on this one. Will Thurman get hurt? Will Martinez have visa issues? Will Laura get into a good fight? Next time, Maureen Gang Radio Fighter Z, nigga. Like, fuck that. Like, nah. But yeah, I ain't got nothing else to say about this car. We can talk about something else now.
Like, yeah, you know.